9.4 and counting. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. You can sugarcoat it any way you want, but the unemployment stats are not good news for the president. He had predicted unemployment might hit 8% before his stimulus program kicked in. Right now it stands at 9.4. He's telling his cabinet to stimulate the stimulus program, but no mention of the green energy projects and the high-speed rail that drew so many cheers during the campaign. The projects being announced today are more mundane stuff. Waste and water systems, summer youth jobs, highway maintenance, hazardous waste cleanup. I know he's been in office barely 5 months, but he set the standard during the campaign. Remember last October?
Just since January, we've lost more than 750,000 jobs across America.
750,000 jobs lost in 9 months under George Bush. He was clear what he thought about that record.
I mean, the fact is, we've tried it their way, Pennsylvania. We've tried it their way. And it hasn't worked.
750,000 jobs lost in 9 months. That sounded pretty bad last October. But lately, we've been losing that many every 9 weeks. And the next official political test isn't all that far off. It'll be Election Day 2010, when all of the House and a third of the Senate is up for re-election. That's just 512 days, or, as they'd say at the Tony Awards, 737,300 minutes. You'll need every one of them. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.